And it's 8:50, time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The cash hog markets today are expected to trade generally steady in the western corn belt with narrowly mixed undertones possible, while the eastern half of the region is called flat to weak. Terminals are called mostly steady with one location seen weaker, tops from $30 to $33.50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $30. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,868. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $38.75 to $48. The weighted average was $45.67, a gain of 75 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.25 to $38.75, and the weighted average was $36.28. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,500. The base price range was $39 to $49.50. The weighted average, $46.40, a loss of 90 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.38 to $40, and the weighted average was $37.20. AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us now with a look at today's agricultural weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and we're back to mild weather across the Midwest Corn Belt after some cold weather last week, and well, we're back to a few days here where the fields will be seeing the soil temperature go up a little bit, but also gaining some moisture as a tongue of warm, humid air is pushing into the Midwest Corn Belt, and that's going to produce some showers and thunderstorms, especially across Missouri into much of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. And these are areas that have seen dry weather the last few months, so while this is not going to have any great impact on any crops here over the next few months, recharging the soil moisture for next season is definitely necessary. So that's something that will be coming at least in part here over the next couple of days. So we look farther ahead as we look into, well, all the way up to around Thanksgiving time. It appears that we are setting ourselves up to be in a weather pattern that shows some ups and downs. Temperatures will turn a bit cooler later this week, and then we'll have another wet weather system probably coming in next week. Right now, the models show the arrival of some locally heavy precipitation, possibly later Tuesday into Wednesday, behind which it could turn colder. So we'll have to look at being on the borderline between rain and snow around Thanksgiving time. Of course, the models are not showing a whole lot of resolution that far out, but it does look rather damp and cloudy for several days here, and it does look like some of the precipitation on the backside of this later into Thanksgiving weekend will be in the form of snow. It doesn't look like heavy snow, but it does look cold and breezy and doesn't look very pleasant for conditions outside at that time. And I don't see any really warm weather coming in after this next week. So probably the mildest day for the rest of the month is going to be today, but tomorrow and Wednesday still on the mild side of average. But at this time of year, we don't focus in a lot on the Midwest Corn Belt at all. As instead, we head to the Southern Hemisphere, and I could tell you down in Brazil, most areas are in good shape for planting and germination and the beginning growth stage of crops. It does look like tomorrow through Thursday there will be rain for much of the Brazilian bean belt, the exception being the Northeast yet again. That's the area that's driest, but it looks like some rain will be moving through Rio Grande do Sul and on into Santa Catarina, Paraná, Sao Paulo, Mato Grosso do Sul, and also parts of Mato Grosso. But as you go farther northeast, rain chances aren't that great over the next couple of days. And then this upcoming weekend into early next week, more showers for southern areas. So probably the area that's still of concern for dryness would be over the state of Bahia, also northern Minas Gerais, and northern, especially northeastern Goiás. Those are areas that are of the greatest concern right now. But they'll get some spotty showers. It just they're not going to get the widespread rain at other places will get. In Argentina, a drier than average weather pattern is expected over the next week and a half or so. Now, there will be some showers in northern production areas of Argentina here the next couple of days. What's really of concern is the dryness farther south. And there have been some spotty showers of late, but the situation is still pretty dry across Buenos Aires, La Pampa, on into now much of Cordoba. It was just southern Cordoba before, but now much of Cordoba and southern Santa Fe. Those are areas where the soil moisture does need to improve a bit. And it looks like a generally dry pattern is going to continue there during the next week or so. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 7.85, up a quarter. Last trade down 6.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7.62.5, up a half. Last trade down 6.25. July, 6.80, down 1.5. Last trade down 2.25. December corn opened at 3.85.25, down 1.5. Last trade down 5.5. March, 4.02.75, down 1.25. Last trade down 6.25. July, 4.21.75, down 3/4. Last trade down 6.5. December of next year, 4.29.75, down 1.75. Last trade down 5.75. November beans opened at 10.37.25, down 5.25. Last trade down 10.5. July, 10.73.75, down 1/4. Last trade down 8.75. December soybean meal opened at 281.70, down 10. Last trade down 3.30. December soybean oil opened at 44.85, down 23. Last trade down 37. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like all the outside markets that we've been talking about for the last several weeks, your gold, your crude oil, silver, are all a little bit softer today, and it looks like the dollar is rallying a little bit today. Does all this come back to the grain pit today?
It's the only thing anybody's talking about today, Dave. You've got crude oil down $2.14 right now. Gold is down $25.60, silver down 70 points, and the dollar's up 55 points this morning. All that's going to lean into this. It's almost as if we've totally forgotten that we had a supply and demand crop production report on Friday, and everything's leaning towards these marketplaces. I was a little surprised to see us come back as hard as we did on Friday anyhow. So to me, we've kind of overdid things on the upside on Friday based on the numbers USDA gave us. So I guess I'm in the camp that this thing could take a pretty hard hit today. I think you open corn probably down 7 to 10 cents. Beans have got the added influence of some good rains moving through Mato Grosso, moving into Mato Grosso to Sol this week. In general, stuff's in pretty daggone good condition down in South America. So you've got that adding in onto the sales side. I think beans could be 15 lower here as we get started this morning and take away everything we gained on Friday right off the bat. And it could be a day that we see some hard down action come out here if these outside markets continue to get hammered pretty hard, other than the dollar being up hard. I think that you could end up seeing markets make moves towards limits. I don't know about a 50-cent move in beans, but 15 to 20-cent move in corn would not surprise me. And the wheat market just seems to have run its gauntlet out here that it could be down 20, 30 cents today.
And in the corn, the 50-day moving average hovering just above that 372 level, I suppose that would be a fat, juicy target for technicians.
Absolutely for them. Absolutely would come in as a target for them to try and work back towards. So I don't know. I have to be fairly negative in these marketplaces today. That we're overdue for a nice setback, and if the energies finally do give up, you've got option expiration in energies today, this week, which could be a factor for play out here with a lot of $100 calls in the marketplace, and they may decide to punish those guys.
All right, then. So should we try to get some more hedges on for 2008 as quick as we can this morning?
I think you still do. I mean, my first target was 425 on DSO8 corn. You well went beyond that this week, so you probably are still going to come in pretty much in line with those kind of numbers as we get started here today. So, you know, I think that you probably step up and get some more stuff sold. I don't see that those kind of numbers hurt you much. My first number on Novo 8 beans was 950, and we finished the night session this morning at 985, so we're still well above that. I think you go ahead and get some more stuff on the books.
All right. Thanks much, Brian.
Thanks. Bye.
That's Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.